It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6:30.
It's cold, 35 degrees.
Good speeds on our freeways right now in both directions. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour. Despite the statewide mask mandate expiring after today, Utahns will still have to wear a face mask at a number of locations going forward.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, last month, Governor Spencer Cox told state employees that a mask order would stay in place for them and the buildings in which they work. That means, for example, if you're going to have to mask up if you're making a trip to the local liquor store since it's state-run. Some other locations that have already come out and made it well-known that they're requiring masks beyond this weekend include the Salt Lake City International Airport, UTA buses, tracks, and Front Runner, and the Salt Lake County Library System. Utah's Hoggle Zoo also requiring masks, as is the Natural History Museum of Utah and the Living Planet Aquarium in Draper. Also, all visitors to Intermountain Healthcare locations are going to have to mask up, and you can expect many chain stores to do the same. We've already heard from Smith's, Target, Walmart, Starbucks, and Home Depot, all of them requiring masks beyond this weekend. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Some Utahns think the statewide mask mandate is ending too soon, but a substantial number think there never should have been one. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has the results now of a new poll.
44% of the respondents to a new Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll say the mandate should continue past April 10th. There's a big partisan split in the results. Only 21% of Republicans think so. 90% of Democrats do. 17% say there never should have been a mask mandate, while 14% believe it should have ended already. Salt Lake City, along with many private businesses and institutions, are saying they will continue to require masks. Dan Bonas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Britain is mourning the death of Prince Philip. He passed away this morning at 99 years old, leaving Queen Elizabeth a widow. ABC's Tom Rivers reports from London.
Philip was the longest-serving British consort and was a devoted companion to the Queen, accompanying her on official engagements well into old age. During her Diamond Jubilee celebrations in 2012, when Philip was 90, he stood by her for an 80-minute journey along the Thames. The prince then suffered a bladder infection, which meant he had to miss other events.
We'll speak live with Tom coming up at 7:45.
Other national stories we're following this morning. President Biden has begun selling his $2 trillion plan to rebuild infrastructure and reshape the economy, a plan that would be largely paid for by raising corporate taxes. We get the details from ABC senior White House correspondent Mary Bruce.
What's interesting is when you start to talk to people, business owners and those who are impacted by these kinds of projects and could stand to benefit from some of these investments in infrastructure, yes, you do hear some that say, you know, they're not thrilled with the idea of taxes going up, but that Washington has to find a way to get these things done.
The president is appealing for support from both parties, but so far the Republicans are expressing opposition.
New York's top business leaders are gearing up for a potential mass exodus in the face of a huge tax hike. State lawmakers and the governor are preparing to increase corporate taxes and the personal income tax on millionaires. It means more businesses are looking to move to Florida or other less taxed states.
The Utah State Board of Education spent 2 hours debating their definition of equity in education. They're looking at whether it means distributing resources based on individual student needs or giving resources to all students impartially.
It covers anybody that falls in that lower 25%, regardless of what group they are attached to.
But some argued students who are underserved need more resources in order to get equal opportunities in education.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Clear skies and highs near 70 for tomorrow before another cold front moves in, cooling things off again.
We're feeling the effects of a front today, and we're going to get another front coming in tomorrow. It's a little yo-yo going on with our temperature. A lot of sunshine, 59 today, so it's cooler. Tomorrow warms up to 68, though, and lots of sun. And then cooling back down on Sunday, 57. Mostly sunny, 62 Monday. Again, lots of sunshine. A few more clouds Tuesday, 61. More clouds Wednesday, 60, and a slight chance of showers.
Grant says the good news from all of these fronts is they're helping keep pollen counts down.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.